BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a new game inspired by Radio 1 legend Pete Tong. Real or no real with our listener Georgia, and an incredible talent that I never knew Chris had. Big night tonight on Radio 1. Pete Tong is live from Los Angeles from 10 p.m.
It's going to be good. Very excited.
From a rooftop in West Hollywood.
I mean, it just sounds cool, doesn't it? I mean, just that alone, that he's going to be doing the show from a rooftop. And you can almost imagine the scene in front of him.
Yeah. Because I've been to actual West Hollywood and it's so nice. Like, imagine doing a show from there.
When I listen to Pete Tong on the radio, that's how I imagine it. That kind of epic scene where you, all the buildings and it's night and it's
palm
cool
trees,
and it's warm.
Hot, yeah, exactly. And he's got some of the world's best DJs with him. Or that's what he tells us anyway. Thing is, right, I'll let you into a secret, which you probably didn't know. Me and Chris aren't that cool. So Pete Tong could tell us anything and I would believe it. You know this trailer we've been playing?
Yeah.
He's telling us about all these amazing DJs he's got with him in Hollywood tonight.
What happens in LA
comes to the UK.
Pete Tong here. LA really has become the international hub for electronic music over the past few years. So we thought we'd bring the show out to Los Angeles and get down and dirty and reflect some of that excitement.
Pete Tong, live from Los Angeles.
International Radio 1.
We're going to be four stories up on a rooftop in West Hollywood, and I'll be joined by some great guests. They are Eric Prydz, MK with a special guest.
Yes.
Claude Von Stroke, Richie Horton, Riton featuring Carlo, Jesse Rose, and Eats Everything back to back with Patrick Topping.
International Radio 1.
With me, Pete Tong, live from LA.
Tonight from 10.
So it's going to be Eats Everything and Patrick's going to be Topping.
No, it's Patrick Topping.
Oh.
And Eats Everything is the name of the DJ or duo.
I know. Well, he says that.
But this is the thing. We're just ill-informed on this. Mm. So that's why when we listen to Pete Tong, when he says a DJ is big, I truly believe it is because it's got the Pete Tong seal of approval.
Well, like I said, he's so convincing and he knows everything about dance music. So I just believe him and go, okay. But they could be made up because we don't know them. I mean, I know MK.
Eric,
and I know Eric Prydz.
But
and
we don't know MK's special guest. Is the special guest the name of the DJ, is it saying MK's bringing a plus one?
MK plus one.
Right.
And I think Claude Von Stroke's on. I don't know him. And Patrick is Topping?
Patrick Topping.
Patrick Topping.
Yeah? My favourite topping. So
of all the toppings.
So anyway...
we're just not cool.
What this highlights is... Exactly that. We're not cool enough to know who these people are.
Like, if you're properly into your dance music, you're fully aware of Patrick. We need to catch up.
Yeah.
So what I've done today, I've made this into a fun game. I've got the team to go through some of Pete Tong's shows. And now we have to work together to decide, are these genuine artists or are they just random words stitched together by my team?
Right. Okay.
So these could be actual DJs, but they could just be random words stitched together from various Pete Tong shows.
Okay.
Yeah? And we've got to work out if they're a DJ or not.
Fine. So, for example, Patrick Topping.
It is one.
Genuine DJ.
He's one, yeah.
Yeah.
The team have even added music underneath, so it'll sound exactly like a Pete Tong show, but it could be a made-up artist.
Well, this is the thing. When I first heard that trail running on Radio 1, I wasn't sure if Claude Van Stroke was something that either our team or Grimmy's team have slipped into.
Yeah.
The trail.
Yeah, it's something that we
as a bit
do.
Of a joke.
Yeah.
But I'm now aware, because I then Googled Claude Van Stroke, that he is actually a massive DJ and someone that we should know about.
Yeah, we should. Okay, so here's the first one. Play along at home. Neither Chris nor I know the answer to this. Is this a DJ or not?
And what about this? Brand new music from Hotspot, Extravaganza. This is class.
Oh, this is way harder than I thought.
Really
it was
hard.
Be. I thought it was going to be like Eats. Topping,
yeah,
like in two different voices.
Yeah,
that sounds like he genuinely has said that.
And what about this brand new music from Hotspot, Extravaganza? This is class.
Oh,
right, no, I think
Hotspot Extravaganza.
Mm, I think that's a DJ and artist.
Do you? It's not a DJ I've heard of.
No,
then that is the nature of this game. Could it be a real DJ? Hotspot Extravaganza. I'm sure I've heard of that DJ before.
Have you ever DJed with Hotspot Extravaganza at PyCon?
I don't think I have.
Icon, sorry.
What was the name again?
Hotspot Extravaganza.
Hotspot Extravaganza. I mean, even if this is two separate DJs that have been mashed together, it's still a strange name from the off, isn't it? It would mean that there is a DJ out there called Hotspot.
Yeah.
Or Pete Tong has said that during one of his shows, which again is slightly odd.
Yeah, I think this is a real artist, a real DJ.
Yeah, go on then, I'll join you on that one. I think this is a genuine DJ.
Let's find out. Oh, no, not real.
It's not a real...
That's not real.
Oh, rubbish.
It really sounded like one.
Yeah, this game is way harder. I think because it sounds like he's genuinely talking about the DJ in quite a sincere way.
And also they put the music underneath, so it sounds like his show. Like I told you, like he can say anything and you'll believe him.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, Pete Tong is tonight from Los Angeles, from West Hollywood, doing a show with Patrick Topping and MK
eats
and
everything.
Eric Prydz and Eats Everything. They're all on. We were just saying that Pete Tong could say any DJ name to us and we would believe it because he's like the voice of dance music.
He's the stamp of approval, isn't he? If Pete Tong is introducing a DJ, it's a world-class DJ.
Definitely. So what the team here have done have put together a selection of genuine artists and DJs, but then other times they're just random words that have been stitched together from various Pete Tong shows by the team here, and our job is to work out if they are a real artist or DJ or if they are just random words stitched together, because he is a very believable voice.
The first one was hard.
Very hard. Hotspot Extravaganza is not a real DJ. What about this one?
This from an excellent new EP from a DJ you really got to watch out for in 2014. He's on the rise. Andrea Oliver, teaming up with DJ Leroy. This is My Balls.
Is that the name of the song or the artist? I can't remember.
Are we going for name of song or artist or like what's real here?
Because I've definitely heard the This Is My Balls on Radio 1 before. I'm sure we've played that on Innuendo Bingo.
We have played this quite a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely a real track, that.
But outside of Innuendo Bingo, I've never stopped to imagine that there is a song called that or an artist actually called this.
This from an excellent new EP from a DJ you really got to watch out for in 2014. He's on the rise. Andrea Oliver, teaming up with DJ Leroy. This is My Balls.
Yeah, all of that is 100% real.
the emphasis as well on the title is stunning.
This is My Balls.
So that is definitely real DJ and real song.
Well, DJ Leroy is a real DJ, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm.
And the song is real.
We've never got My Balls out at a DJ set before, have we?
No, but it is actually, it's on my USBs.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, I've heard it, yeah.
Probably a little bit heavy for what we do, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the more cool end of what we would play at a DJ set. I reckon we're correct on this. Are we correct? Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yep, genuine. What about this one, though? A real DJ or just random words that the team have put together from Pete Tong shows?
Germany's Purple Disco Machine has put together a brand new After Hours mix.
Oh, this is brilliant. What a game. No, that's seamless. If that one's not real, that is seamless.
I'm not having that. Purple Disco Machine.
Go again.
No.
Germany's Purple Disco Machine has put together a brand new After Hours mix.
That's genius. I don't know if it's... I genuinely don't know. Because the way he says it, it's so fluid. Germany's Purple Disco Machine there. I mean, what a name. If you are a DJ with that name, that's mad, isn't it? Also, he did say that they're German. Is that a kind of German name that you think that you can imagine?
Having presented Eurovision for a while, there's some weird band names that come out of Germany. So I reckon it's a real thing.
Do you reckon this is a real name?
Yeah.
Oh, it can't be Scott. the problem is the way he says it makes me think like it's the real deal, but it can't be, not that name. So I actually don't think.
Really?
I don't. No, it's a Purple Disco Machine.
Okay, I'll go with you then. No. I told you!
No way.
I told you I thought it was real.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I've just been handed this, also known as PDM from Germany, and founded in 2009.
Incredible.
Okay, we've got one more. Real DJ or artist, or random Pete Tong words from his shows that have just been put together.
In the background, it's deep. Trophy cabinet. Great to have him back.
It is good to have deep trophy cabinet back, isn't it? I was just thinking that myself.
In the background, it's deep. Trophy cabinet.
No.
Great to have him back.
No.
It's
I'm
good.
I'm made up. Completely made up.
It's good, but it's not quite right, is it?
No.
But I would argue a better name than Purple Disco Machine.
Deep Trophy Cabinet.
Yeah, I like it as a name. It could work.
Yeah, I'm not having this, though.
This game could work as a sort of DJ generator name, couldn't it?
Yes. We should do an app.
Yeah. Just repeat Tong's random words.
Yeah, we just get loads of his shows and just edit random words together.
This is my Purple Machine. That kind of thing. You know what I mean? Just group them all together.
But Deep Trophy Cabinet, no, not having it.
No, I don't believe this one.
I knew it.
Yeah, it's not one. It could be, but it's not one.
But it's a hard game. Some of those really hard.
Tricky game.
We should do this again. I really like it.
I love it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's not forget that this was the week where you got a bridge named after me.
So cool, isn't it?
Still can't believe it. Martin's been on. He's on the M3 right now looking at my bridge. It's the bridge at Fleet Services.
Yeah, it's like, it's sort of a linking passage between one side and the other side, between two great areas,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, between the, well, it's the gap.
It's the gap between...
North and south.
That one and the other way.
Even in the rain, Martin, your picture looks fantastic.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Disclosure and Gregory Porter holding on BBC Radio 1. Right, stuff going on today. Gemma Collins is convinced that she's 100% pregnant and has announced it in the Celebrity Big Brother house.
I heard about this, but it's a strange one, isn't it? Because she's not saying she definitely is, despite saying she's 100% sure.
Yeah.
So I assume there's going to be some kind of test done.
I think so, yes. But you know what? She's Gemma Collins. She's 34. She's earned her divaship. Yeah, we don't know anything else apart from she's convinced that she's 100% pregnant. Who did that? All the One Direction fans are saying that the first One Direction baby has been born.
What? What do you mean?
Well, you know that Louis Tomlinson and his not-girlfriend, Brianna, they're expecting a baby, right?
Yeah. So you're saying it's arrived?
The first One Direction baby, they're saying, has been born. A baby boy, but not confirmed. But apparently her grandmother's been on social media saying stuff.
But doesn't this happen all the time with One Direction still, where something is said on Twitter, then because the fans, you know, obviously want any little bit of news about One Direction, it gets repeated and repeated. Naturally, that's where the Twitter trending comes from.
Yeah,
right?
We don't know.
Just a rumour.
We don't know this, but the fans are going wild and saying that the baby's been born. Also, Ellie Goulding's been trying on wedding dresses, but not getting married to Dougie. She put a caption on it saying, "Girl in wedding dress, but not getting married alert." My friend does this all the time.
Does that happen? Do people do that?
I think girls do this a lot. Let me know if you do. But my friend does this. She sometimes just goes to a wedding shop and tells them that she's getting married just because she wants to try on the dresses. I think it's a girl thing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Troy Sivan. Charlotte in Leicester's been on saying, "Okay, good, I'm going wedding dress shopping tomorrow, except I'm actually getting married. Now I'm worried the people in the shop will think I'm pretending." No, they won't.
Can you imagine walking past your girlfriend? She's in a wedding shop trying on dresses. It's terrifying.
A little bit scary. Oh, apparently it's not a girl thing at all. All the girls have been on.
What if we run away? What if we left today? What if we say goodbye to safe and sound?
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. A dog has won it twice, so this is not that surprising to me. But Stephen Mulhern has said that this year on Britain's Got Talent, and we'll see this when it's on TV in a couple of weeks, there is an act whose talent is how good they are on Tinder. That's it. How's that going to work on the live show? How's it going to be different?
Go and take this the wrong way. You knew who I was with every step that I ran to you.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, if you just finished school or college or work, got a whole weekend now, haven't you? It's Scott Mills on Radio 1. James has been on from Ipswich going, where's Innuendo Bingo? Oh, you might have missed this. It's just having a One Direction style hiatus at the moment. Who knows when it's going to be back, but we are resting it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You'll never guess what.
What?
The Scott Mills Bridge, which is the gap between north and southbound on Fleet Services, now has its own Twitter.
Oh, well,
it was a matter of time, wasn't it?
Matter of time.
So 6 followers so far, but it is tweeting as like a person, but it's not. It's clearly a bridge.
Few people suggesting ideas what we could have written on the plaque, potentially.
Oh, no.
That might go up on the bridge.
Can you not write that, please?
Maybe.
You're going to, aren't you?
Probably am, yes. I'm going to see if I'm allowed to do that.
Okay. Is it called My Name yet, or is it next week when it kind of officially opens? I think it's now, right?
Well, they've almost pledged it, so I'm sure there's wheels in motion with this thing.
Yeah. John from Salisbury says, back to the tenant search. Don't forget the 6-chair challenge around the dining table. Yes. Also a good idea. Yes, thank you for that. Real or no real, with our lovely listeners coming up at 3:40. This is good. Danielle Hall.
Teardrops feel like showers. There's nothing I can see. Lying awake for hours. Time stands still around me. Teardrops feel like showers. I thought I was free. Lying awake for hours with Jesse Broken Flowers.
I love that Danielle Hall tune, Broken Flowers. I heard Annie Mac play it again the other night. It sounded big. That's coming up. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, what's going on?
Well, I'm auditioning for new housemates.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I live in a house of 3 and 2 other girls.
Right.
And me and my friend Hannah are leaving Sophie, so we need to find replacements for us.
So you're holding auditions?
Well, they're viewings, but we've nicknamed them auditions.
They're basically auditions.
They are, though.
I've heard of this happening so many times. When people want to find a new housemate, because there's so many people that are looking to move in somewhere, people hold auditions for them because they want, obviously, to find the right housemate.
Mm-hmm.
What's weird about this, though, is you're looking for someone to replace you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done this twice before, and we've already always found a replacement for the person leaving. So this time we're finding replacements for us. So yeah, that is strange. Yeah.
Why are you doing that though?
Just to be kind to Sophie, really. And proud. She's never done it before.
You don't want Sophie living with a randomer, do you?
No, we're very precious about Sophie. We look after her.
But I think you're going to be biased because surely you won't want someone who's better than you there, because they'll just like you more and you'll be forgotten.
Oh, I haven't thought of that. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah.
So what are you looking for in this new housemate?
Well, she only wants to live with girls, and she's a bit untidy, so we need somebody who's going to look after and clean up around her.
Right.
And cook for her, because she's not so good on the cooking.
So have you come on Radio 1 to try find a housemate, or are you after advice for your auditions?
A bit of both, whatever you could offer.
Right.
Wow, it's housemate idol.
Well, yeah, that's hang on a minute. This could be brilliant.
And where will the auditions be held?
In the flat.
Right.
Do you say yes or no right away? As in, do you put them through to another round?
We haven't done that before.
You could give them a letter. You could give them an envelope, like on American Idol.
Yes. Or like a badge with a number on. Their audition number.
I was going to say, and then like start them off in the living room and then take them on through to the kitchen or something.
Yeah, and when they're not through to the next round, put all of the ones that aren't through in one room and all the ones that might be through the next room.
That's such a good idea. Yeah. You've made it to bathroom.
You're going to bathroom.
Oh, I really want to be there for this. I've heard of this happening lots, though, these kind of housemate auditions. Going back to what you're looking for in your housemate, do you have any house rules?
Well, there's an unspoken rule of not using the shower early morning because it's really loud.
So no one can shower in the morning.
Okay.
Well, not like before 7.
Right. We kind of need to know this because I'm writing this down. So no shower before 7.
Yeah, we had a girl come before. He wanted to shower at like 4. We're like, no way.
No. Okay.
Why would you shower at 4? That's either a shower after a night out, which is weird, or a shower far too early.
Or someone that just works early in the morning, maybe.
You worked early in the morning.
Four in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to do that.
You did, actually, yeah.
Okay, so a girl and no shower before seven. Okay. Anything else?
Well, hang on. I've got a biggie here. Now, what's the rule with boys in the house?
Yes.
We've been fairly relaxed.
Yeah, but what?
Okay, good.
That sounds to me that you're not relaxed, though. So what happens if new housemate starts seeing someone, mm-hmm. right? They start to regularly stay over. Where's the line drawn?
Hmm.
As long as they're sociable.
Okay.
We like it. We're quite a sociable flat.
What if they nick all the toilet roll?
Not worried about that. We're more worried if they bring cakes over and stuff, because we all sit around and drink a lot of tea and chat a lot of rubbish.
So okay.
We'd like somebody to sit in and sit on the sofa and offer to make everyone a cup of tea with cakes.
Sure. Okay, so I've got girl, no shower before seven, relaxed and social with boys who brings cakes.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so far.
I'm interested to see who's keen for this.
Very relaxed with boys.
Yeah.
So when's the auditions happening?
Next month. We've all set a day aside.
I do feel the reason that you have called me is just to find a flatmate through Radio 1, though, for Sophie.
Scott, I've had such a good idea.
Go on, then.
Oh, no.
Think about it.
What do you mean, oh, no?
What do you mean, oh, no?
It might be really good.
Yes. Tell me all about it.
I find recently, whenever I say something, it's greeted with that kind of response. That happened in the office earlier with my boss.
What happened?
I'm sorry.
I was trying to think of the wording for naming the plaque on your bridge that you've got.
Yeah.
And it was met with a similar response.
Oh, no.
I thought it was brilliant.
Okay, go, anyway. Chris.
Well, I'm just thinking, we've got an X Factor judge here at Radio 1, Nick Grimshaw.
Yeah.
Well, we should get him along to one of these housemate auditions. Imagine someone was looking around the place and Grimmy was in the kitchen there judging away, maybe with Rita Ora.
Yeah, I mean, they're both quite busy, but...
I'm writing it down.
We can put it out there. Write it down, yeah.
Well, good idea.
And if we can't get Grimmy and Rita, we can get Tulisa.
Yeah.
She's not busy. So...
That'd be so good.
That'd be all right.
As someone who's looking around walks into the kitchen, she's there. She does the female boss thing with her arm.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Imagine people's reactions if it walks in and it was like the full-on X Factor thing going on. Or maybe the Britain's Got Talent, like with a golden buzzer.
Yeah.
When you like the contestant, streamers fall from the sky.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Thing is that, like, if Grimmy and Rita aren't available, there are a load of other people we can maybe call on who have done the show.
Louis Walsh would be long.
Louis Walsh would be brilliant.
Louis Walsh just sat in the kitchen there.
Kelly Rowland.
Looking for housemates. Kelly Rowland, she was on.
She was on, yeah.
Who did OK.com?
That was Alexandra Burke.
Yeah.
She only filled in once.
Maybe not her. That would work. Yeah.
Who else have we got? Nicole Scherzinger, of course.
Yeah, that'd be good as well. Okay, well, it's something that I can get working on in the background, Sarah.
I think I'm really loving this idea.
If not for you, there's bound to be loads of people holding these kind of auditions. It's an idea to keep on a back burner.
Yeah, write that down.
Make sure. I've written it down.
Okay. Sarah, once you know when the auditions are, can you let us know? Keep in touch.
Yeah. I can keep in touch. I'll let you know when we're going to hold them.
Awesome. Okay.
I'll see what Sophie thinks.
Right. We'll speak to you again.
We'll speak to you soon.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On Friday, we play Real or No Real with the listeners. Hi, Georgina.
Good afternoon, Scott.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's your story, then?
So, I'm trying to revise for a law and land use exam this afternoon.
For a what exam?
Law and land use.
Is that a TV show?
Oh, I wish.
Law and land?
Yeah, so you learn all about the law of the land.
Okay,
so to speak.
Yeah, I can't help you there.
I don't think anyone can.
So what would the job be? What's the aim?
Something to do with farming. Not sure what.
Oh,
I don't know.
You're going to be a young farmer.
I am a young farmer.
You are, yes.
We do love the young farmers.
We love them on this show, you know that.
I know, you only farm once.
You only farm once. Right, should we play Real or No Real?
Yes, let's.
Get some of this.
Radio 1 DJ Annie Mack has a rave shed in her back garden.
That's not one.
That's quite cool if she does.
Surely that's just a shed.
Yeah, but...
What happens in there?
If you're a superstar dance DJ and you have a shed, it's called a rave shed. It's a bit like people who build man sheds or people, you know what I mean? I suppose they're more called man caves, aren't they? They're ultimately generally just a shed, but with lots of cool stuff in.
Right. So there'd be like, what, a disco ball in there and that?
Yeah, if it's real, I kind
decks.
Of, yeah, I imagine decks.
Yeah.
You probably can clap your hand twice and it goes into disco mode.
If she lives in the middle of a city, would she not get loads of complaints from all the neighbours, or would they like go and join in?
Well, funny you should say that. I've had a terrible trouble with my neighbours.
You have, yeah. They rejected your planning permission on.
Were you trying to build a rave shed?
I just wanted to make the rave shed a bit higher and they weren't having it.
They weren't keen.
No, not at all. I got a letter from the council and everything.
Maybe you should have invited them to the rave.
Yeah, I know. I only wanted to go like maybe a couple of inches up. Yeah. So I imagine that it's like her in there and who else does she know? Pete Tong will be in there.
Yeah.
Danny Howard.
Hugh Stevens.
Hugh Stevens will be in there. We've never been invited to the rave shed, have we?
No.
Not cool enough.
Oh, not cool enough for that one.
Nah. There'll be a very strict guest policy in there, won't there? Probably a bouncer on the door.
Yeah.
It's probably like the ultimate nightclub, but just condensed down to a shed.
But how big is a shed? Because if it's like a normal garden shed, only like 5 people will be in there.
You still rave if there's only 5 of you.
The intimate rave.
Maybe it's real then.
Do you think real?
I think real.
I think everything about her house is ravey. So I reckon she's got a rave kitchen, a rave bathroom. Everything's ravey. So I imagine her shed's ravey too. So I'm going to go real on this one, Scott.
That one is real.
No.
I know, I need more details. But Annie Mac is on from 7 o'clock tonight. And from 10, it's Pete Tong live from 4 floors up in LA on a rooftop.
Wow, that's better than a shed.
And next.
Every night before bed, Her Majesty the Queen pulls her duvet up to her chin and says to Prince Philip, "Look, I'm a stamp."
That would be brilliant.
"Look, Philip, I'm a stamp." How good is that? You would do that, though, wouldn't you?
If I was queen, I would totally do that.
Like, the joke would get old if you were Prince Philip, but you're the actual queen. Think about it. Right?
I think she does it to all her maids and things as well as they come in.
Yeah, just pull the duvet up to the chin. "Look, I'm a stamp, everyone." It's good, isn't it?
It's
brilliant.
Do you reckon she does loads of queen jokes?
What, about reigning and that?
Yeah, about raining, but also just because her face is on lots of different things.
"It's raining and so am I." Etc. Yeah, I reckon she does.
Do you reckon she takes a selfie with the duvet up to her chin and sends a Snapchat out?
No, because...
Hasn't got
a phone, though. Anyway, does the Queen pull the duvet up to her chin every night and say to Prince Philip, "Look, Philip, I'm a stamp"? Real or no real?
Real, definitely. You'd have to.
I'm going to go no real just because I don't. She's quite old and I think the joke would have gone old by now. So I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
That's annoying. I wish she did.
It's something.
It would be good if she did.
Do you know what? Maybe she hasn't thought of it, and now she'll try it.
Yeah.
I just really hope this gets back to her somehow.
And finally,
mathematicians at the University of Liverpool have created a formula that shows you how to perfectly cut a pizza.
That would be a good idea. Then everyone would get an even slice.
Yeah, but everyone can get an even slice with it, because the situation at the moment is you just generally slice, you know, the normal pizza slices, then everyone has a slice. I don't understand why mathematically that's a problem.
But what happens if you were slicing and you sliced on a bit of a wonk so you wouldn't get the straight line and then everything else would be out?
Yeah. I mean, you do hear of these kind of studies happening. I don't know how useful it is, because it's going to be something that's so precise that it's impractical for you actually cutting it yourself. It's not something that would be very easy to do yourself.
It'd be quite hard to work out as well, I imagine.
Yeah.
It probably, if you were like a normal person.
It probably involves Pythagoras' theorem.
I don't know what that is.
Do you know what? Strange fact about me. I know you like to say that I'm thick.
No, I didn't ever say that.
Well, you insinuate it heavily.
I never said you're thick.
I know pi to a lot of places. Ready for it?
Go.
3.14159265 4.
But what will that ever...
Have it.
...get you in life? You're not going to get very far with just knowing that.
In fact, I think I can go a bit further, but I'm not 100% sure that the last ones will be right. Ready?
Yeah.
3.14159265358973.
No.
23846263383279. Now, someone might need to check that.
Come on.
That is a skill.
That's mad skills, isn't it? As you said, it's no use at all, but it has worked before.
Yeah. Has it worked before?
It's impressive.
Okay.
Do you reel that off as like a chat supply? Well,
definitely not.
No. Well, do you fancy him a bit more now?
No.
Gonna say no.
Yeah.
Anyway, is the University of Liverpool coming up with a formula that shows you how to perfectly cut a pizza?
Real.
Real?
Real.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, I reckon someone spent good time and money on this thing. I'm gonna go real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Joel Hadley and Stephen Worsley came up with a system that allows you to keep dividing a pizza up into curved tile-shaped slices that will always be mathematically equal.
That's quite cool.
Good for them.
Yeah, well done them.
It's good for stingy mates. You know, the kind that are quite self-serving. They give them, the ones that pick out the massive slices from a box of pizza and leave you with the sort of small, weedy ones.
Yeah, it puts them back in their place. Mm.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
Georgina, it's good news. You won. I got 20. You got 30.
Yes.
Yes. Made my day.
Happy about that?
So happy. I can now revise feeling happy this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, we put you off for a bit of the revising, but you're back on now, right?
Yeah, back on until 5 o'clock tonight.
Good to speak to you, Georgina.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Good luck with the exam.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Those are Friday's Best Bits. We're back on Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.